Dudley and I were in the alleyway between Magnolia Crescent and Wisteria Walk, said Harry, speaking fast, fighting to control his temper. Dudley thought he'd be smart with me. I pulled out my wand, but didn't use it. Then two Dementors turned up.
But what are Dementoids?
Asked Uncle Vernon furiously. What do they do?
I told you, they suck all the happiness out of you, said Harry. And if they get the chance, they kiss you.
Kiss you? Said Uncle Vernon, his eyes popping slightly. Kiss you?
It's what they call it when they suck the soul out of your mouth.
Aunt Petunia uttered a soft scream.
His soul! They didn't take... He's still got his...
She seized Dudley by the shoulders and shook him, as though testing to see whether she could hear his soul rattling around inside him.
Of course they didn't get his soul. You'd know if they had, said Harry, exasperated.
Fought 'em off, did you, son?
Said Uncle Vernon loudly, with the appearance of a man struggling to bring the conversation back onto a plane he understood.
Gave 'em the old one too, did you?
You can't give a Dementor the old one too, said Harry through clenched teeth.
Why's he all right then?
Blustered Uncle Vernon.
Why isn't he all empty then?
Because I use the Patronus.
Whoosh!
With a clattering, a whirring of wings, and a soft fall of dust, a fourth owl came shooting out of the kitchen fireplace.
For God's sake!
Roared Uncle Vernon, pulling great clumps of hair out of his moustache, something he hadn't been driven to in a long time.
I will not have owls here! I will not tolerate this, I tell you!
But Harry was already pulling a roll of parchment from the owl's leg. He was so convinced that this letter had to be from Dumbledore, explaining everything, the Dementors, Mrs. Fig, what the Ministry was up to, how he, Dumbledore, intended to sort everything out, that for the first time in his life, he was disappointed to see Sirius's handwriting. Ignoring Uncle Vernon's ongoing rant about owls, and narrowing his eyes against a second cloud of dust as the most recent owl took off back up the chimney, Harry read Sirius's message.
Arthur's just told us what's happened. Don't leave the house again, whatever you do.
Harry found this such an inadequate response to everything that had happened tonight that he turned the piece of parchment over, looking for the rest of the letter, but there was nothing there. And now his temper was rising again. Wasn't anybody going to say well done for fighting off two Dementors single-handedly? Both Mr. Weasley and Sirius were acting as though he'd misbehaved, and they were saving their tellings off until they could ascertain how much damage had been done.
A peck! I mean, pack of owls shooting in and out of my house, and I won't have it, boy, I won't!
I can't stop the owls coming, Harry snapped, crushing Sirius's letter in his fist.